Hello, let's talk about scammers. So scammers aren't just businesses or professional people that are trying to sell you a product or service. Scammers are also people in your personal life that are trying to get something out of you without providing you anything back in return. So these are just common mindsets or sales tactics that people will try to get you to do what they want to do, or say what they want to say, or act quickly. Now, some of these things aren't necessarily evil within themselves. You have to take it in the context of the full picture. So a lot of people use these kinds of tactics and manipulations, but they don't always do it from a place of trying to hurt you. Sometimes it's just a natural thing that happens, or maybe it is true. But when you feel these emotions or you have these mindsets, it's important to take a moment and think it through and see what the whole picture is and see what the whole transaction is and see if it's of value to you. So with that being said, let's just get into it. I have my notes here on my phone. If you are feeling like you need constant validation outside of yourself, if a content creator or a business or someone in your life is making you feel like they have all the answers, you know nothing, they are like your God, like they are the universe, they are all knowing, all wise, and you are a peasant, like you need them or you need their product or you need their service in order to survive or like be happy, that is a common manipulation tactic. So basically the mindset behind this is someone wants to sell you something or someone wants you to act in a certain type of way, and in order to get you to act in that type of way, you have to trust them. You have to think that they can provide you something that you can't provide yourself. Now, a lot of the times businesses do this, and it's totally valid because whatever they are selling you is actually valuable. It's actually going to help you accomplish some goal. So maybe you don't need it to survive, but it will improve your life in some way, and you can clearly see that. In that case, it's not someone trying to scam you, but a lot of the times, like, it can be. It can definitely be a way that you get scammed because you are taking the power out of your hands and you are putting it in someone else's hands or some product or some service or something. So within the personal growth industry, this can be very serious because while a lot of personal growth coaches have their own courses, they have their own products and services, some of them use this sales tactic in a very manipulative way. They lie about results, or they try to get you to think that you absolutely need to take their course or to book a coaching call in order to survive. Right? So a way that this can be counteracted is through doing your own research and taking time apart. So if you feel like someone or something has all the answers, they have it all figured out, and like you need whatever it is that they're selling or whatever it is that they are offering you, you need to buy it, you need to have it, you're like starting to think in that irrational, like, survival mode, like, oh my God, I need this. If I don't get this, what am I gonna do? In that moment, you need to take a step back and you need to really think through what it is that you're going to be getting from purchasing this thing or from helping this person or doing whatever it is that you're being led to do by the desperation that you're feeling. If through time and space you decide that, you know, you may not need it to survive, but it still will be helpful and beneficial, there is value that you want to get from it, and you decide that you do want to purchase the thing or do the thing, then great, you're fine. But it's in that moment that you're feeling that desperation that a lot of people get taken advantage of, because a lot of people don't take a moment to think things through. They're in that place of desperation and they act immediately. They purchase the thing, they do the thing while they're feeling very high in their emotions. And then they realize later that, oh, like maybe that was very impulsive. Like maybe I didn't need it. And you know, you start to beat yourself up because you think, oh my God, I'm so impulsive. Like, why did I do that? But really, you were just triggered by the sales tactic they were using. And now you're calming down and realizing that you didn't actually need that thing. I have fallen victim to this so many times before. And the reason I'm making this video is because I recently fell victim to this. And I'm not gonna say, oh my gosh, poor me, because at the end of the day, we make our own decisions. But it's something that I needed to be more aware of before I started just throwing my money into different things that I thought were going to help me, when really the answers I was looking for were already within me. So most of the time, the answers you're looking for are already within you, and you're basically just paying someone else to confirm what you already believe. Another tactic that people use is FOMO. You've probably heard of this. It's called fear of missing out. So if people are constantly saying, like, oh, there's a limited supply, there's running out of space, there's not enough, buy this before the sale runs out, before it gets booked up, before everybody hops on it and then you can't do it anymore, like all these kinds of tactics to make people feel like they're missing out on something if they don't act immediately, that is a very common manipulation tactic. So again, if you want the thing and they're running a sale, get it. Like, right, that's the perfect time for you to get it because you want the thing. If you already know it's valuable to you, get it. But don't just buy something because you think you're gonna miss out if you don't. If that's the only reason, you are literally getting scammed and you're going to realize later that you didn't actually need that thing and you wasted your money. Same thing in personal relationships. So if someone is constantly telling you, like, oh, you have to come because there's gonna be a lot of high net worth individuals there. Like, I remember this tactic was used so much when I was first starting off in the modeling industry, and I didn't know what jobs to take. I didn't know how people were paid for things or what the going rates were. I wasn't signed by an agency. I was just freelancing, like doing whatever jobs came my way. And how a lot of these scammers got me was, oh, you're gonna get exposure from it. You're gonna get more attention from it. You're going to grow your portfolio. Like, in order to get the models to work for free, they say that, oh, if you do this for free, the content that you get or the network that you get will bring you more opportunities. So in that moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, well, this isn't something I would really want to do, and they're not going to pay me what I deserve to be paid, or they want me to work for free, but it will be good exposure, and then maybe I'll book a better job from that, and I should do it. Right? Like, all these little mindset tricks, like mind tricks and mind manipulations that people play on you, a lot of the times they actually believe what they're saying. Like, I'm sure a lot of these scammers actually believe that I'm going to get some kind of benefit from doing something for them for free, but the only benefit I got is meeting more people that want me to work for free. So you have to realize that what someone is offering you, like, can they actually deliver? So if you miss out on this opportunity, what are you actually missing out on? If you don't act now, what's gonna happen? Okay, are you able to then compensate in different ways? Like, if someone is saying, oh, you're gonna run out of the time, so you need to purchase before the sale runs out, and you're feeling that sense of urgency, think about what the actual full price would be. So if you miss the sale and you realize that you still want the thing, how much are you losing? Like, are you going to have to pay double, triple the price? Are you willing to do that in order to give yourself more time to think about whether you want it or not? Again, if you already know you want the thing and it's on discount, or they're trying to, like, inspire that fear of missing out in you, use that to your advantage. Take the discount, right? But if you don't know if you want it and you hear that sales, that branding, that pitch, you're gonna get scammed. You need to make sure that you have set these boundaries for yourself on how long you're going to process things and how long you're going to give yourself before you make that final decision. The third way, third tip that you know you're getting scammed is if you're addicted to it. If you just can't get enough of whatever it is that they're offering. It's like a drug. Like you try it once, you like it, you keep trying it, then next thing you know you're addicted, you're doing it all the time, and then next thing you know, the amount that you took in the beginning doesn't have that same effect, so you have to take more and more and more and more and more, right? It's like coffee. Like I remember I never drank coffee, like ever. If I would ever drink a cup of coffee, I would be like anxious, I'd be bouncing off the walls, too much energy. Then I went through a phase where I started drinking coffee every day. And then from there, I'm like, okay, a cup of coffee, I don't feel anything. I need to drink 2 cups and then 3 cups. And it got to a point where I was drinking like 3 cups of coffee every day. And it was not good on my digestive system. Like it was not good for my mind, because then I was very jittery most of the day, but I didn't get the energy boost. I just got like the side effects from the coffee, but I didn't get the actual benefits of the coffee. So you can apply this in whatever way suits your situation. If it's someone in your personal life trying to influence you in some way, or if it's someone trying to sell you something, like be wary of becoming addicted to things, because if you start to feel like you need this thing to survive, or you just can't have enough of this thing, or then you start to need more of it and more of it in order to get that same feeling, like that is a scam you are being profited off of. Okay, it's the same thing with content. If you are binging someone's content and you are getting the feeling that, oh my gosh, I have to watch this next video. Oh no, and I have to watch that video. And then you find yourself losing time where you started watching YouTube like 5 hours ago, and next thing you know, you've watched like a million videos and you just can't stop. It's very common in videos to push viewers to watch other videos. So of course I'm going to say, oh, watch this video, watch that video. And I want you to watch as many of my videos as possible, but you need to check yourself. You need to be the one to say, okay, that's enough social media for today. Because the whole point of social media is to keep you on the app. It's not for you to go live your life. So if you don't set those boundaries for yourself and you allow yourself to become addicted and needing more and more and more, there's never going to be enough content. You're going to wake up in the morning, start scrolling right away. Before you go to bed, you're going to be scrolling, right? All throughout your day, you're going to be scrolling, right? You're watching TV, the commercials are playing, you're going to be like, oh, let me check my phone, let me check social media. Okay, like you need to realize that you don't need all these external things outside of yourself. So make sure that you are getting as much value as you are giving. Because when you're sitting here watching my videos, I'm benefiting off of that. I'm getting more engagement, whatever that may be. And if you go and subscribe, that's even better for me, right? Same thing with all these other creators. So I'm hoping that I'm giving you more value than I'm getting from you subscribing or you following. But if you go and binge watch a million videos and don't do anything with that information, then I'm profiting off of you and you're not getting anything. So make sure that you are actually putting into practice what you're learning. Or if you're just watching for entertainment, that's fine, right? Like sometimes we just want to sit and watch something else. We don't want to do anything with the information. We just want to be entertained. And that's okay. As long as you feel like you're getting more value than you're giving, that's all that matters. I could go on and on about this topic, but I just wanted to leave it at those three tips. Let me know in the comments if you have any other tips or any other common scams that you've come across, whether it's with businesses, like things you purchase, or like specific creators or people in your life trying to take advantage of you. Like, let us know. I want the tea. So with that being said, feel free to go watch the rest of my videos. Of course, if you want to invest in your personal growth, all my resources and coaching packages are listed in the description. I'll see you in the next video. Love you. Have a great day. Bye. Mwah.